the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild. It's episode 634, recorded on Monday, March 23rd, 2026, where it's 84 degrees and kind of hazy outside right now in Chubbland. It is 13 days until Easter, 222 days until Halloween, and 277 until Christmas is back with us, and jingle bells and Batman smells and all that good stuff. And, of course, we cannot forget that it is the, well, third week of Kathy Bacon Birthday Corner Cake Month. Happy birthday, Kathy Bacon. We love you. And, actually, I had just had a quick text with Ms. Bacon a few minutes ago, and she said to tell you hello.
Hello. And it's the fourth week.
Is it the fourth week? That's awesome. That means she gets five. Wow, five.
We discussed this 2 weeks ago.
Yes, but you know, we're discussing it again,
I guess.
All right, let's have a quick affirmation. Take a breath if you can and say, my body tells a story of living fully. I think that means like living large. Living is a big, fat, chubby. Anyway, we'll go with that, shall we? All right, real quick. Patreon offers folks a way to create to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our amazing current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasage from Zayunavaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to find out how you can join our little family for as little as $1 a month. Now, we dive into history to educate the masses for things that happened on March 23rd, starting in 1775 when Patrick Henry delivers his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. Prefer liberty. 1806, Lewis and Clark began their return journey after reaching the Pacific coast. And in 1919, Benito Mussolini founds the fascist movement in Italy. Pooey. In 1933, Germany's Reichstag passes the Enabling Act, granting Adolf Hitler dictatorial powers.
This is a great day.
I know, right? In 1965, NASA launched Gemini 3, the first U.S. two-person spaceflight. And in 1998, Titanic wins 11 Academy Awards, tying the record for the most Oscars. And I'm sure you know what the tying movie was.
There's two.
Yeah, what was it?
It's Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And 11.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm blurry. Is it West Side Story?
Oh, that sounds very plausible.
Oh, you don't know.
No, it's not listed.
Oh,
but
okay.
I know that you're like a font of that, so
yeah.
I just ask you.
Yeah.
All right, 2010, the Affordable Care Act is signed into law in the United States. Ha 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 ha. All right, and then notable birthdays on March 23rd, we have Wernher von Braun, the rocket engineer, and Chaka Khan, the singer. And also some notable deaths, we have Paul I of Russia, the emperor, 1801, and Elizabeth Taylor, who died in 2011. Wow. It's a long time ago, but it feels like just last year. All right. Well, let's see if we've celebrated any holidays today. I'm voting no, but we'll see. Oh my goodness, it's Cuddly Kitten Day, which I guess is TJ Zombie Girl's Day because she just fostered like 10 kittens, I think. So, National Chia Day. Nope. National Chip and Dip Day. Nope. Melba Toast. Puppy Day. Oh, it's Kitten Day and Puppy Day. Oh, sweet puppies. Mr. Michael Sage is celebrating that day because he's got himself a puppy. So cute. Her name is Luna.
Ben-Hur. Not
Oh,
West Side
wow.
Story. Yeah, West Side Story won 10, Ben-Hur won 11. Whenever they throw those acting awards in there, it always helps.
Yeah, I like Ben-Hur. It's a little long, but yeah,
It's too long.
very too long.
When they go to the
Intermission.
no, well, that's terrible, but when they go to the leopard colony, it's like, you got to be kidding me, right?
Oh gosh, yeah, I remember that. I guess I must have watched that in the last 2 years because yeah, I watched that recently.
Now, this is the Charlton Heston, right?
Yes, yeah,
Okay.
because I remember the leopard colony very vividly and being like, oh God, you guys. All right, hey, it's also National Tamale Day, Near Miss Day, Okay Day, Ravenclaw Pride Day, and also World Meteorological Day. And yeah, it's a sad, but we'll bring that up in our Chum Hugs Month, I am sure. All right, what we got next? We got some birthdays. Happy birthday to these lovely people coming up. And once again, for some reason, everything is off lately. Oh, that would explain it. Okay. Let's try this one again. Happy birthday to Jason, Amanda, Steve Machiavelli. We have Daniel, Tracy, David, your little friend there. We have ex-power listener Brian Jones. We have Jenny, Jeff, John, Yuka. We have Joseph, Ron, formerly of the Open Book, one of our dear friends. We have Robert. Oh, actor Sean Burroughs. Shane, sorry, excuse me. None other than we have Waylon, formerly of the Foul Monkeys podcast, I believe. He was on there for a bit. We met him and his wonderful husband down in Vegas. And then we have Susan and Suze, and of course we cannot forget one of the co-founders of Pride 48, Mr. Daniel Brewer, who turns 59 years young today. All right. Happy birthday, y'all. Oh, that's right, and Kathy Bacon. Yay. All right.
Yay.
Hey, so it's time for some chub hugs. And well, I've got to start my chub hug again out just like last week to Mr. Tom. I want you to be well and happy and your boisterous, acerbic self. So. And then, of course, I think you might be doing this one, so you go ahead.
Hawaii.
Yes. That's
Yeah.
I saw some pictures of it today, and oh my gosh.
Well, see, the weird thing is the islands are like, for instance, Maui has an area that gets literally no rain and areas that get all the rain. It's so strange because it's not, I mean, it's a nice size island, but seriously, how it separates, I know it's because of the raging mountain creates different things, but there's areas I'm not sure if it's Maui, but in the islands that have gotten 10 feet of rain in the past week.
Jeez.
I mean, and the thing is, you go, well, it just runs off into the ocean. And it's like, well, it does if it's got like a 45 degree angle from, where to slides right into the water, and it doesn't. So yeah, there's a lot of inward areas that are just devastated. So yeah, Hawaii, and of course, the Middle East, which is fucked up. I mean, I just don't understand why they have not just tackled him and put him in a rubber room and just removed him from what's going on. Or put him in there with Lindsey Graham, who's another idiot.
I am blown away by just how much of a crazy Lindsey Graham little, oh my God. What the fuck do they have on him that makes him
Well, I know
that damn
he's,
insane?
but he's always been a little, they always call him a warmonger, but I
I
don't
guess I
re
just never saw it.
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I love the way, I think it was Nancy Mace goes, oh yeah, you don't have any kids, so just send everybody else's, and I just, it's so weird because we've been at such a peaceful time period. I mean, overall, I mean, there's been some problems around, but we usually weren't, had our hand in it.
Not like
Not
this,
like this.
definitely, but I mean, I mean, God, it's too complicated to for us to delve into, but anyway, everybody that's affected by these warmongers, and I'm including a number of people in this, just I am so sorry you have to go through this shit. All right, well, let's go ahead and move into our feed bag. Oh, there's nothing there. Womp womp.
You did hear that they, both of them, between Iran and America, they're both threatening to take out like most of the, well, not most, but a big chunk of energy and water desalization for the Middle East, and the energy will affect Europe. It's just.
Well, and that is one of the articles of like one of the conventions or something like that, that is like it is against codes of war that we have to do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop a certain country. You know what I mean? But
Yeah.
yeah. Anyway. All right. Hey, let's cheer ourselves up. No, it's time for some very surprising and sad celebrity deaths.
Oh, just like, yeah, and we got two today.
Yeah, what was
That was
that
weird waking up to. I'm like, wait,
about?
because I always have to validate that they're real.
Right, yeah.
And
Because otherwise, Rue McClanahan died yesterday
oh,
again.
I know, it's crazy. Okay, where it is? Oh, there it is. Okay, Chuck Norris died a few days ago. Martial arts icon, the film actor, television, passed away at 86, as I said. He was always so handsome.
Yeah,
You
sadly
know,
he was a
I
bit
know, I know.
bigoted jerk, but
He's a pig, but that's the one nice thing that a lot of gay people have is they have the ability to strictly look at someone sexually, and cast away all their ugliness and just go yummy. Okay. Speaking of that, well, not the same thing, but also yummy. Buffy star Nicholas Brendon, who was Xander for many years on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, he died at 54. Have we found out why? Because
They said natural causes of
natural
escape.
fucking causes. What does that mean at
Well,
54 years old?
not only had he had substance abuse issues in the past, but he actually had a severe back injury and something else that made him really sick and very med dependent. And I who knows whether it was, an accidental overdose or his body just gave out, but yeah.
Next up is Leo Ravinsky, the billionaire owner of OnlyFans. He died at 43 years old.
That way too young, and that was of cancer.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, he saved a lot of people's asses.
Well, he
Well,
definitely
while they
showed a
showed
lot
their
of people's
asses.
asses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then finally, also today, at 82 years old, Valerie Perrine, who played Honey Bruce in the 1974 film Lenny, received Academy Award nominations, Cannes Film Festival Best Actress. But we really know her from Superman. I've been seeing, they've been, you know how they've been taking the internet right now is, oh, let's see what somebody looked like then and what they look like now. And I recently saw pictures of her. And I'm trying to remember which actress it was. Somebody also from Superman movies was there to see her, who I thought was actually older than she was and looked great. And there's this poor old woman in this hospital bed, and I'm like, that can't be her, and it was. So
Wow.
she's been ailing for a while. That's, but
Yeah.
it's
Well,
still.
the weird thing about this is not okay. So Chuck Norris, you and I had just talked about him last week on the show. Buffy, the Nicholas Brandon, I had just sent a news article to both Nephi and Clint about him that morning, and then a couple hours later they announced he died.
Well, and not just that, they just, I mean, the day before, they announced that the reboot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer had been canceled. And it was like, is there a connection here? I mean, it seems like,
Well,
how can there
they
be?
yeah it, their Buffy Sarah came out and said that it was because one of the people in charge of the at the company decided that they didn't like the show, didn't like them, didn't want it to do it, and canceled it. Now, I don't know, of course, in Hollywood, who knows what the hell, really. But and then also with Valerie Perrine, just yesterday I was talking about the Superman movie, and so I'm gonna just stop talking about celebrities for a while. So anyway, speaking of politicians. No, anyway, but
Yeah,
let's go
exactly.
ahead and get into Tom's week.
Well, let's see. On RuPaul's Drag Race this week, Mikey picks up her third win so that her and Jane don't both have three wins. Jane experienced the first week not in the top group. She technically wasn't in the bottom because she didn't have to lip sync, but she was safe, and that's the first time she's had that to deal with in like 10 weeks, so good for her. But she survives, and yay. Let's see. American Idol, this week, they just finished up their last episode in Hawaii. I'll be seeing that probably today or tomorrow. And we'll see. We'll see. Right now, they're just taking it down to the top, I think 12. So we'll see what happens there. On Survivor, Mike White, the director of The White Lotus, was eliminated. He was sent home. And it was funny because Ozzy, who's always been a favorite, one of the guys goes, Well, we know Ozzy's going for Mike White because he's hoping for an opportunity in one of the White Lotuses to get a role. But I mean, you got to think you're out there. That's going to be crossing your mind. Here's a major director. Speaking of American Idol was rerun. Or is going to be rerun tonight over the Bachelorette. Yeah, have you heard about the Bachelorette situation?
Yes. Oh,
So
I was just talking to Nephi about that.
it's crazy. But here it is. People are getting themselves in trouble because they're putting things on video, or they're getting, filmed on video that shows what a, rat's crazy fucking ass you are.
Did you see the video? Did you
I
watch the
haven't
video?
yet.
I mean, she is picking up these chairs with metal parts on the bottom and throwing them at this guy while he's begging her to stop and think of her child, who she then hits with a chair accidentally while the child's on the couch. I mean, it is she, I mean, and then you listen to her on the video. She did an interview with some news station about it, and I'm just watching her and looking at her, and I'm like, girl, she just comes off as nuts. How could you cast her as the Bachelorette?
Yeah, I know. Let's see. We started watching Young Sherlock, and enjoying it for the most part. I mean,
It's
it's
filler.
fine. Yeah, exactly. This was interesting. We started watch. Well, we didn't start. We finished. I read an article that said the funniest movie of all time was the new Naked Gun. Right. And I'm like, okay, and I wasn't going to even bother watching it. I wasn't particularly a big fan of the Naked Gun series anyway. But it was 85 minutes. And literally, we gasped at a few things that were, gaffstable. But I don't think I laughed. And you could appreciate when they're making a joke or the humor, but not enough to laugh at it. It was weird. Thankfully, it's 85 minutes, so that made it go by quick. Although I was falling asleep at the end of it, and it was like afternoon. But in all fairness, I'm getting about 4 hours sleep a night in segments. Because I find that I can sleep for about 2 hours and then I have to get up, sit up for a while, then go back and get 2 hours. I made the mistake of right before this, I got really tired. I got up at probably nine, eight, nine, sat up at, and then I thought, I can just lay down for, a half hour and I'll be fine. But then my head got all congested again, and that's why I sound as though I can't breathe. Anyway. And then we finished, well, I didn't finish. We started a DTF St. Louis, which is on, it's on, whatchamacallit, blah, 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 blah. It's on HBO, and it is Jason Bateman and the cute sheriff from Stranger Things, and they're friends, and they're kind of in the middle of, they've been married a long time, and there's this new app that's called DTF, and so it's just meant for married people to have affairs without anything. And at the end of, basically what happens is they decide they're going to do it, and at the end of the episode, the guy from Stranger Things is dead, and they're arresting Jason Bateman, and now we're going to have to figure out what happened over the last 8 weeks of their lives and how this guy ends up dead.
Now,
So
were they gonna have sex with each other?
no.
Okay, that's so okay.
No, they're just two
Wow.
friends who are di not happy with their relationship. So interesting. It was so far it's interesting. We'll see how far we get with it. And I think kind of I want to say there was something else, of course, but everything is just, oh, here's a new episode of this or that. But I thought I had something else. If I remember it, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
But tell me, by the way, when I tried to contact you a couple days ago, were you wowing? Is that why I didn't hear back from you? Because a lot of times when
No.
you're wowing, I don't hear from you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. My phone has been kind of spotty this week. I'll end up like having no text, and all of a sudden, like, I'll get like texts from five or six people coming through all at the same time. So I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, so WoW, I haven't been playing much WoW. I try to sign in for, about half an hour or so a day, but well, I'd like to do an hour, but my arm, that shoulder,
Oh yeah.
it's just giving me such hell that trying to, do shooty, raidy things with the mouse is just not happening.
Wow.
Yeah, so I get about half an hour before I just give up because it my arm my shoulder hurts too much. Expendables. I'd talked about this watching all four of them a couple weeks ago, but I just brought it up because Chuck Norris was in several of them, and it was very actually funny. But I did love how Stallone pulled in all these old, forgotten, well, I don't want to say old, older,
No, they're old.
forgotten.
They're
Well,
old.
they were literally like some of them in their 70s and 80s.
Yes, Chuck
And
Norris and Stallone are in their 70s and 80s. This is crazy.
right. The cute martial artist, this guy from Brussels, what's his name? My mom, oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme. My mom
Yeah.
loved him. Anyway, he was the bad guy in one, and I could have sworn they had Seagal in one. Maybe not, because he's kind of hot.
Was it a large undescribable thing? Because that could be Seagal.
He just is not a nice guy. But yeah, the way that he pulled in these people and made some of them bad guys and stuff, and then even well, anyway, just it was fun. And as much as I didn't want to like it, because most of them are
Now, did they hit each other with walkers and canes?
Oh no, they had special effects and stunt doubles, I'm sure, for most of it. But of course, the whole reason I watched it was because of Jason Statham being in them and being one of the main characters in them too.
Right.
So yeah, but the rest of it, I have to say, they actually, except for one of them, they did a really good job with all four of them. They were worth watching. I'm telling my mom to watch them if she gets a chance. Okay, so
So cruel, so cruel.
no, she used to watch all of them. She loved action movies for the longest time. She'd just watch nothing but action movies like that. And I'd be like, how can you watch those? Oh, they're shooting people. I just don't like that. And of course, now I'm the one that's addicted to the action movies, and she's on to well, she's watching the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit series right now, so she's very into that right now. Anyway, so I finished up The Expanse. This is like my second or third watch through it. I don't remember which. And so they get six episodes into the middle of season six. They leave you on an amazing cliffhanger where you're like, holy cow, what are you going to do for this? And then the series just ends. They don't finish the season. They don't. Nothing. It's just gone. They're actually have had talks about bringing it back for like another season, at least. But yeah, it's I actually was kind of PO'd when I remembered that they left off like that. It was awful. Let's see here, and then we have what? Okay, The Ark. Okay, so there's a show called The Ark from 2023. It lasted one season. I made it through two-thirds of the first episode and went, nope. And I am really wanting some good sci-fi. I almost tried Baron Frosty's suggestion of 12 Monkeys, but I just couldn't quite get there because of the whole disease thing. But I did watch Animal House, which is something that we brought up on a matinee minutia, and then I think you and I had talked about at one point how it was, it's still considered one of the preeminent or like gold star comedy films
Yeah,
of all
it's
time.
like Blazing Saddles. It was amazing for its time.
Yeah.
The people who grew up watching it adore it. But if you went to Disney and go, "Okay, I've got this idea," they would go, "Take it to somebody else."
Yeah, it's like I remember watching it like literally 4 decades ago, and went, oh man, this is dirty. I got to see a butt, and they were, saying horrible words, and but now I looked at it, and there were a couple moments that I actually kind of went, whoa. We don't say that anymore, or we don't do that anymore, because that's just so wrong. But it still actually kind of made me giggle. And that's about it. The rest of it was like just kind of this weird, disjointed movie that ended not making a lot of sense. But I remember really liking it, and now I just kind of went, oh,
Yeah,
okay, nice to revisit.
I actually took my 11 or 12 year old niece to see it when it came out, because it was like, I was the older uncle, and for some reason the 14 year old wasn't there, but I took the younger niece and we went to see it. And so, of course, my sister gave me shit for it. But Animal House, as soon as it came on, I got it on video. Well, because I think it came on HBO and I recorded it, so I had a tape of it, and we would watch it a lot because I had three roommates in a house, and we had parties over there Fridays and Saturdays all the time, and Animal House got brought out a lot.
I'm not surprised. I mean, for like I can re think back to my 20s when I was working weekends. That would be a movie that I would probably just throw on to, kill
Right. And but
time.
you look at the time period, you also had Porky's, you had Revenge of the Nerds, you had and of course now I'm completely blank, but I got two that were extremely popular, yet today they would be totally improper. It's almost kind of sad, but it's just that's the way it works. Sadly, a lot of people would watch probably things like All in the Family and say the same thing now, or soap,
Oh,
queer
definitely.
as folk. There's a lot of things that changed the way people thought, but nowadays people don't want to think that way.
Yeah, I mean, I would, gosh, there's so many. I mean, 80s movies in general, you probably just watch most of them and go, oh, that wouldn't hold up. I like TV that challenges you to be offended
Oh, yeah.
sometimes, but sometimes they're just going for the cheap shock joke and it doesn't work. But anyway, so Animal House, it was nice to revisit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Speaking of revisiting, I was desperate to find something to watch, so I ended up watching Bridget Jones, The Edge of the Reason, which was from 2004. I actually really like the Bridget Jones movies. I think they're very smartly written. And of course, Colin Firth,
I've never seen
my
one.
dream man. So you've never really,
I
I'm
know. I which is,
shocked.
yeah, I'm shocked too. But I think it's because I don't like,
Renee Zellweger.
yeah, very much. I
That's
don't like her.
funny. I think she's perfect in the part. Anyway, yeah, aside from that, I mean, I kind of understand when there's somebody that you just really don't like, like I will not watch the Big Bang Theory because I cannot stand Kaley Cuoco. Anyway, I like the Bridget Jones movies. I don't know if I had seen this one. If I had, I completely forgot about it. It was fun. It was fun. It was just, it's very 2004, but it was very fun too. And Colin Firth was just at his pinnacle of yummy.
Now, how did you like him in the young Sherlock Holmes?
I mean, he's a handsome older man, but he's aged, and those mutton chops didn't help. And his character, I think that's the thing, is his character was so horrible that it just turned me off. And he's a great actor. He if he can turn me off when I think he's yummy, then he's a great actor, right?
Chuck Norris.
He looked,
Not a great actor, but he was yummy.
no, but he was literally a twin for one of my uncles, and so that just doesn't cut it
Are
for
we going to get a good yummy story about that?
me.
Okay,
Not
sorry,
my
sorry.
world, but anyway.
Sorry. Okay, I thought we were leading somewhere interesting.
Yeah, no. So I ended up, like I said, I've been desperate for something to watch, so I actually gave Continuum a try. This is from 2013. It made it 4 seasons, so I thought, well, somebody must have liked it. I'll try it. And actually, I'm kind of addicted to it. Within 2 days, I finished season one. I started season two yesterday. I don't like some of the production value. I think it's a little obviously it was kind of cheaply done on the fly. Special effects are like cute, but overall, it's a really good, engaging series. It's basically about this woman who it was a from 2077, a group of criminals went back in time to try to change, the things that they wanted to, because they blew up buildings and they were terrorists and everything. So they went back in time, and she ended up time jumping with them, not accidentally, and so now she's got to figure it all out. And of course, it's got Victor Webster, who was Coop on Charmed, and he is a absolute dreamboat, and very, very fun. Very, it's a fun show, and I totally recommend it if you're just looking for good old sci-fi. But in more, recent times type thing. I ended up canceling my Paramount Plus, my Peacock, and my Netflix.
Why did you have when did you have all those?
Well, so my mom has been kind of covering the Paramount and Peacock for me. And I ended up getting Netflix kind of by accident back when Stranger Things, so it was like late November, because I wanted to watch no that. I ended up just keeping it for a while because they kept bringing out new stuff that I wanted to see. And
Right.
I've been really into watching movies more in the nighttime. And anyway, it's just too much. And they're like, well, you can get the $5 commercial one. And I'm like, no, just stop. I don't want it. I am kind of sadsies, but at the same time, food prices. We just ordered from Walmart today, because I won't see Heather for another week or so, and we needed some supplies, and everything has gone up. And I'm not just talking about, oh yes, the food prices, everything has gone up. I mean, seriously, things have gone up,
Yeah.
and I'm just like just our normal stuff that we would normally pay about $100 for was like over 150, 160 today. And fuck. And then, gas and everything else. So we're just biting our nails and hoping for the best and cutting back as much as we can.
Well, fortunately, I bought gas back in February because I normally get gas twice a year. So,
That's good.
it was July and then February. So I won't need gas for a while. And then we've got the electric car. It's been interesting watching talk shows when they talk about, because they start talking about, well, the cost of gasoline because of oil going up to a dollar, $120 a barrel. Once it gets there, oh my God, what are we going to do? And it's interesting watching. You can tell who has electric cars and who doesn't, because they seem less interested in the gas prices, even though, the gas prices also affect, how does, avocados get to my Costco? It's not by transportation, teleportation. It's like some sucker in a 16 wheel has dropped it off there.
And not to mention that, but it's now at I think 175 a barrel.
Is it? Oh.
Are pretty close because they're projecting that it could go to 180 shortly. Now, it could be lower because that dear darling person in control decides that he's going to say that no, you can't, we can, we're going to lift the embargo and buy gas from Iran that we're apparently having an excursion with. So we're basically he's offering to fund them to fight against us, basically.
It's just fucking ridiculous.
It is nuts. Anyway, but oh gosh, what was I going to say? Something with that. Yeah, we fill up about maybe every 2 to 3 months because we don't get out and about as much as we used to. Oh, one of the things they were talking about doing for electric cars, though, is they want to, now this is just a proposal. It hasn't been like
Right.
pitched, I don't think, but they proposed that they put a tracker on electric vehicles and then charge a certain like cents, a certain amount of funds per mile driven. So that would go back into like road systems and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
I think it's ridiculous and going to be hard to do,
Well,
but
and also they have that a lot of that is done with registration. And you think about the money that goes into gasoline, a lot of that is also things like they're paying for chemicals to make it less chemically, and the bullshit that goes into cleaning up gasoline so it's not as a toxic for our air and stuff. So I don't know. It's all bullshit. By the way, next time you need a fill up, I have it here. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Where are we? Oh, so yeah. Anyway, so that was my week. Let's go ahead and move into what would you do? A family member criticizes you on how you spend your money. Do you defend your choices, change the subject, or tell them it's none of their business?
The last one.
Yeah. I would pretty much do the last one too, unless it's my mom, and then usually I'll kind of talk it out with her and see what triggered
Okay,
that or where it's
sure.
coming from, because that's, for her to, I'm like, let's not talk about your Temu.
Well, there's a difference between you and your mother and somebody else.
Right.
When
But if
it's
it
a
was
joke,
another family member, I'd tell them to shut the fuck up.
yeah, but it's also, because usually you're going to hear this from your friends, or your coworkers or something that, and that's when it's like, okay, you thank you, no,
Yeah,
but
exactly.
if it's somebody that you share a household money with. Then it's a shared situation, and then it's totally different.
Right, I agree. All right, love it or hate it, you two, the group.
I mean, I enjoyed them. I wasn't crazy for them. They had some nice anthems, and I liked what they stood for.
Yeah, same. I really like, I think my favorite song by them is probably Where the Streets Have No Name, and then the video where they're doing it from the top of the roof and they're being told that they can't do it, so they're like, well, let's just go ahead and shoot real quick. So yeah, I liked them back when they were super popular, and I don't dislike them now, but
Right. I mean,
yeah.
they were fine. I think they got to a point where they were taken too seriously. I don't know if they took themselves too seriously, but definitely the music industry did. I remember
No.
they kept giving them Grammys, and it's like, that's not a good song, but it's the song they brought out, and all of a sudden, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, Joshua, I think Joshua Tree was the pinnacle of when I was kind of into
Yeah.
them.
That and it's one of those, everybody probably has had the album or has the album, but otherwise it was just we were kind of just dealing with their fame based on the music industry and their I guess their fanhood. I mean, they did the Spider-Man musical that was such a failure, and but it was U2, and it's like, I don't care,
Yeah,
make it good.
didn't even remember that. I kind of put them in the same vein as like REM. Like they were really awesome when I was, kind of into them, but then I just don't hear about them much anymore. All right, hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, what do you think of people who let their dog lick them on the lips and face?
They are kings in my eyes.
Yeah, I'm not so keen on the lips, but the face, lick away. I think that,
I do think I have seen way too many people. I had a roommate that would put a mouthful of milk and let the dog lick it out of their mouth.
okay, so that's just
It
no.
was it was it was it was hilarious,
No.
though. It was a party trick. It was hilarious.
Now that's when you were like high though, right?
Well, I was, but they weren't.
So yeah, no. Okay, hey Chubbs, have you ever Timothy
But
wants to
I
know.
still, it's your dog. Be as affectionate as you want. Just make sure you're not being licked in the mouth right after they lick their butt.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a bit much. Know where it's coming from. Anyway, hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, have you ever flown a kite you made yourself? How about one you bought?
Yes, and yes.
Yeah, I think maybe when I was a kid, may have tried the making it yourself and flying. I don't, it's like I a vague memory. But when I bought, yeah, I remember flying a kite when I was a little kid, but I was the Charlie Brown of finding the kite eating tree. So once or twice up there for about 5 minutes and it was done.
Well, see, because I grew up, well, I know that we flew kites in the Azores, because we always had this fabulous, breeze coming off the ocean, and so and lots of areas with no trees, so that was and it was fun. Of course, that was in the day where they didn't have a cell phone or a game player that you wanted to go spend time with. You had no TV during the day a lot of times. Yes, I'm that old. And so and you're on in a foreign place, so you found things to do. Kite, I did I've done the box kite, the one that's kind of rectangular. Those were fun. But I always just like the traditional diamond with lots and lots of the ties coming off of it, the tail. Yeah, but yeah, that's that I can see where it would be a very old thing to do right now, old fashioned, only because it is, once you get the kite up, it's boring as fuck.
Yeah, well that's kind of my thing is like once you get it up there, it's just flying around and I just okay, well that was nice.
It's actually, have you ever been to a hot air balloon, where they're releasing hot air balloons?
No, I think I would fall asleep.
Well, it's amazing for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
And that's because I remember my dad and I went out to, it was Rancho Cordova. We got out there because you have to get out very early. They usually fly at a dawn. And it was watching these Titans basically fill and fill and fill, and then they float away. And now you're like, what, did we just go home? It's 6:30 in the morning. Woo! I'm gonna go back and go home and go to bed.
Right. Yeah.
So
It sounds like it might be
it,
interesting.
well, I think it's interesting how we have these romantic visions of kite flying and hot air balloons, and they're really lovely in it. If get a picture of them,
Yeah.
put it up
That's
on
what
the
it
wall.
gets me with some of the the experiences that they're like champagne and chocolate covered strawberries. Like all the movies just make it seem like it's the biggest, most amazing thing. And champagne makes me feel gross, and I don't like chocolate covered strawberries. I think they taste nasty. So, hey, for those who like them and think they're so romantic, that's awesome. But from my experience, no thanks.
Well, yeah, it's just
Give
it's
me a Hershey bar and a can of diet or a bottle of Diet Coke and let's watch a movie.
right.
That's a nice romantic evening. Anyway, okay. So, hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think it's fair for someone to lose their job over what they post on social media, even if it's outside of work?
Okay, I was wondering when he was gonna throw us a, throw us a something with
Hot
some,
button topic.
dog kissing to firings. Oh, God, it's a tough one because I know people who, well, for instance, Sean was going to school with somebody who went on their social media and talked about patients using their full names and what was wrong with them, which is HIPAA, exploded that day.
Yes.
But then I've also seen people who wonder why they got laid off when they're talking crazy shit on Facebook. And they're like, I don't get what's going on. Well, and and some people I've told, okay, you're putting something in a public forum. Now, if and I mean, this is what they say, well, the sole shooter, we went onto their Facebook and realized that they had been posting things like this. That they were unhappy with the government, they were unhappy with this person, with that school, with their business, whatever it was. And it's like you're laying a pathway to your craziness. You got to be careful. You got to be
Yeah.
careful, even if it's, because I mean, I've seen people just get on there and they get all white supremacy. And it's like, I don't think that's what they really are, but the way they're trying to portray themselves makes them look like they've got a fucking hood in their back seat.
Right. Well, we had a friend, a mutual friend of ours from ages ago, who he can't stand Gavin Newsom. And he went on and he posted that Gavin Newsom was just as bad as Trump. And I'm like, I don't think Gavin Newsom has been responsible for, about a, probably at this point, a million deaths from cancellation of, food and overseas,
COVID.
all of that stuff. It's just like, what are you thinking when you post that shit? If you want to say, I don't like Gavin Newsom and this is why, okay, you've said your opinion and you've made whatever argument you think
You've
is
made,
your
yeah.
reason. But to say something like that, it's like you are, don't be dumb. Anyway, but as far as the posting like that, yeah, if you work in if you are part of a, like me, and part of a nonprofit, where you are on the governing board. If you are part of an organization that your reputation and their reputation in a professional setting, you have to be careful of that stuff. If you work in that type of thing, either make your account private or make sure that what you are saying is not going to reflect negatively back on, well, you and whatever you may represent or be a part of. But
Right.
yeah, there are some stuff like with the racist shit and the things that people the horrible things that people say. Yeah, I think that there's going to be a backlash, and they probably brought it on themselves. But I do think there are some things that are taken way too far, way too easily.
Well, I mean, the same thing with podcasts. I noticed that last week I referred to certain religions as, no, the crazier one, the real crazies, not just the Mormons, but the other crazy ones. And it's like, and the fact is, do we have somebody in our listening group that is a Mormon or one of the other crazy ones? Maybe we do. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I'd be really surprised, but maybe.
But that's I think it's okay when Christian Chenoweth says, "Oh, I feel so sorry for that Charlie Kirk boy being shot." It nearly it basically there they are there is people there are people saying that the Verona what was whatever the new play new musical that came out that she was in
Oh, yeah.
basically. The reason it failed is because she made a comment about Charlie Kirk.
Well, yeah, but the thing, oh, sorry, I bumped my mic. The thing about that was that it wasn't just that, because even left-wing people, commentators, I mean, pretty much everybody that wasn't a complete asshole was saying that is really messed up, that shouldn't have happened. I hope their family's okay. That and leave it at that.
Right.
But and there were the ones that were harsher, was saying he was a racist, he was all this stuff. He said, I that there should be a certain amount of people that do get shot in order for us to be able to have guns. That type of thing. He said stuff like that.
Well, I know.
And so, but she said more than that, that he was such a good person, and she went deeper into it and
Okay, see, I
talking about
didn't.
an amazing person that he was and his message and stuff like that. And I question whether she actually really knew anything about it
Right.
or just what she read. So that is where I give her some leeway, but that is why people reacted the way that they did, is because she went further than just saying that's really horrible and I'm so sorry that that happened.
Yeah, and the thing that one thing that was interesting with the Charlie Kirk thing was this: some people lost their jobs from what they said, but more people lost their jobs for praising him than or got shit for it for praising him instead of condemning him. So, and I know this is a little well, it's kind of very much on topic of what we're talking about. It's just. You have got to be careful on who's reading your blog or vlog, whatever you have, and who's how they're going to react to your posts. First, yeah, I've got somebody who actually condemned the people that they were working for and wonder why they don't work there anymore.
Yeah, I've seen that before too.
And it's
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I know you, the person, the Gavin Newsom thing, I know who you're talking about. And that person has, it's not just that, they have a real problem with their posts. I find them hilarious and entertaining because they get themselves in so much trouble all the time. And they just sound, and they sound, I don't think that they deal with enough of anything anymore to have
Right.
anything come back at them. But they do condemn their where they live all the time, and so you just got to be careful. That's
Yeah.
really what it comes down to. Shut the fuck up.
Pretty
If you
much, or make your account private.
if you have an opinion, share it in a room. Don't share it on in a video room,
Well, and
a
remember that
chat
whatever
room.
you put on the internet, chances are it will always be there somewhere that people can find it.
Look at the people who have said minor little shit things over the time period, and it's gotten them in trouble 10, 15, 20 years later. It's yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on into I speaking of, I remember Stayin' Alive.
Okay, the movie or the song?
Either or.
I love the movie because that was the sequel to Saturday Night Life, Saturday Night Fever,
Oh, wow.
and it's directed by S Sylvester Stallone. It's one of those showgirls kind of movies where it is. Just you're thinking they thought that this was gonna really grab the public. Oh, that they were gonna really just embrace this, and it's sometimes it's ridiculously funny, and other times you're just going, wow, they shot at the we're gonna go for it, and they shouldn't have.
Yeah, I actually remember being like 14 and I had a copy of the book that I was reading, but I think somebody took it and I never finished it. Anyway.
I actually bought a video copy or DVD or something of Staying Alive just because it was so awful. There's this one bigot at work. I mean, this girl I worked with at work, who she and I would just laugh and laugh and laugh at how horrible, in a good way, it was. But then I really enjoyed the sound, song and the soundtrack it came from.
Yeah, me
For the
too.
time period, it was
Yeah.
great.
All right. Well, let's see what's in your lunchbox. Mr.
Oh,
Michael
yeah.
Sage wrote in and said,
Well, yeah,
Charisse.
first of all, I wanted to
Yeah.
point out, did you notice that the pictures are almost identical? At least they are within their with their color choices.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Isn't
I
that
did not
weird?
notice
The
that. Yeah.
way they were shot, their Moose's is individually compartmentalized, where the
Yeah.
other one isn't, but it kind of is. So I'm interested in hearing. So let's,
Right.
okay, Michael's first.
Well, Mr. Michael Sage wrote in and sent us a picture of chorizo and eggs, cottage cheese, and low carb calorie mini tortilla for a late lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. Very cool. And then,
Let me
Mr.
ask you this. How
Yeah.
do you feel about breakfast for dinner?
Oh, I have no problem with it at all.
Yeah, I keep hearing this asked in food shows. They ask these different chefs, and of course everyone's like, "Yeah, fine. It's fine." For me, I would rather have breakfast for dinner than have breakfast for breakfast.
Yeah, chocolate cake is breakfast.
Cuz I don't like I'm not a big fan of a big heavy breakfast. Most times my breakfast consists of a Diet Coke
Well,
and sometimes lunch too. And then if you throw a big breakfast at me, it's like, okay, this is breakfast and nap. Okay.
well, and that's the thing, like, I'm being a chub, and before I started on the fat shot, I used to be able to get my chub on if I felt like it, but I look at a full English breakfast and go, oh my God, how can you eat all that? That is a big, insane breakfast to me.
Oh, well, the English breakfast is really, I mean, the blood sausage and the beans, and there's some things
And the
that don't need
bacon and the
they
like
don't need to be on the
everything.
plate.
Yeah, there's just like, but there's just so much in it. I'm like, oh, wow. All right. Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and he said, fish again. Super crunchy. Side
Super
of mashed
crunchy.
potatoes and cantaloupe. I'm into all of it except a cantaloupe on that plate.
Well, and he loves his melons, so.
Yeah. And I mean, I do like cantaloupe, but just for me, some reason, adding it to that plate, I'm not feeling it.
Well,
But that fish is amazing.
it's so interesting watching, because we grew up with
Compartmentalization.
thank you, with our food, especially when it came to like school
Oh
lunches,
yeah.
and so you got a protein, you got a starch, you got some sort of bread, which should have been your starch, it wasn't. And then you got another vegetable and some sort of dessert. So I think that, like, when you go, well, I don't understand the
Adding the melon to the
well,
plate.
yeah, it's what's the melon called? I've just gone blank on it.
Oh, fruit.
Cantaloupe.
Oh,
The
cantaloupe.
cantaloupe.
Yeah.
That some people have to have, and I'm not sure if this is moose. I'm just some people need to have a balance of nutrition when they sit down. You know, it's like you and I can sit down and go, oh yeah, we had a hamburger. And it's like, well, did you have, like, what was on the hamburger? Nothing. It was just cheese. It was like a cheeseburger. That's all it was. And, you know, because I know people that can't have hamburgers unless they have tomato and lettuce and they have something that helps balance it out. And, you know, when you're listening to these chefs going on and on about how, oh, everything's so balanced on the plate. And I don't need balance. I just need, you know, if I'm having a sandwich, I can have a sandwich. I don't need to have a salad or chips or something to balance it out. It's not me. So I think that might be, because I noticed that Moose has a tendency to always round out his he looks like he has a well-rounded meal, and so I think that's where the cantaloupe comes
Very
from.
much so. Yeah, it's just I don't know. Like if that were a bowl of pineapple, I'd probably be okay with it, but just I don't know. Maybe it's just my little quirk.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, hubby really likes pineapple, so I baked him a pineapple bundt cake. Oh, girl, that
Oh,
sounds
that's okay.
good.
Yeah.
Pineapple in the cake batter, pineapple juice in the glaze.
You got
It's
to.
very pineapply. He loves it. Oh, it sounds so good. You know, for 3 weeks now, I have had pineapple upside down cake fixins sitting on my counter ready to go, and I just have not pulled the plug on it yet.
You were supposed to do that for Kathy.
I know
I
we've
mean,
got a
not
week to
send her any of
go.
it, but make it and eat it in her honor.
Oh, but I will tell you one thing. I don't know why I didn't think of this, but after you had mentioned mixing the pineapple juice in like the cake batter or
Right.
whatever to make it have more flavor, I'm like, why the frick am I not doing that with Jell-O for my mom instead of straining the stuff from the can? Use it for flavor. So I've been making her some orange Jell-O, and I put little mandarin oranges in, with it.
Sure.
Well, I started using the juice as part of the mix in the Jell-O, and she has loved it. She loves the flavor of it. So, wow. And I'm like, why did I never think about this in all the time that I've been
Well,
making Jell-O?
that's what I love about watching cooking shows, is that all of a sudden I'll be like, what? What? No. I've been cooking the wrong way for, you know, my entire life, and it's very freeing once you hear it, but you also want to go, it's like it was as obvious as the nose on your face, and you why didn't you do that all these years? And it happens to me all the time.
Cool. All right, well, one more. We have wanted some heat and a lot of flavor, so ordered red curry chicken, delicious peppers, basil, mushrooms, and chicken in coconut curry sauce.
And do you think he spoons the rice into the soup? Or do you think he eats it just off? Like
That's a
sip, sip,
really good
sip, and then
question.
rice.
That's a good question. What would you do?
See, I talking about something that's happened just recently. When I've had soup, I've been thinking, why didn't I throw like a, some rice in here just to I think a lot of it's in my head because as you and I both grew up, what are you throwing more calories in there for?
Oh, yeah.
But it also, if it can, what do we, well, I made, because a really easy dinner is a deconstructed pot pie. And all you do is you get the big can of the chicken, cream of chicken, plop that into a can, into a pot, put your water or your milk in there, stir it up. And then you add in, I usually add in like a bag of those mixed vegetables, those dollar mixed vegetables, pop that in. And then, like, if we have a rotisserie chicken, cut up some chicken, pop that in. And it was like, okay, it was nice. I was really enjoying it. But I kept thinking, wow, if I had some rice in here, that was just kind of, it would make it a little bit thicker. It would give it more body, be less sipping and more eating, which is more like a pot pie. And I'm thinking, but in the back of my mind, I'm going, but do I really need the extra calories? And that's, I think that's one thing that the reason why I don't have, okay, sure, it'd be nice, the cantaloupe looks good, but that's probably another 120 calories worth of cantaloupe.
Yeah, sadly, those things, even though we don't register and those stick with us, yeah. But I will say, even though I wouldn't add the rice to the soup because for some reason I have a thing about not liking rice or noodles in soup. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why. But I will say that this curry soup right here with the stuff that is in it
Oh
looks
yeah.
amazing.
Oh, I love a good Thai soup. Nice hot with floaties and whatever you want to put in. And it usually does come with noodles, but yeah, I in the past few years I've really warmed up to spicy stuff, especially
Me too.
soups and noodles and that kind of brothy kind of stuff. So
Yeah, a good spicy noodle I've really gotten into lately. All right, hey, let's see what these pictures, because you know you want to, over at our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. Just look up what's in your lunchbox. And of course, you can email us pictures of what's in your lunchbox at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can also email in Chubbs questions, I remember topics, stick a little something in our feed bag for us to munch on. It is all there just at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And don't forget to find my other projects over at justkisstheguy.com. And of course,
if you're watching us on YouTube, if you are, I just haven't been getting enough sleep. I know I look like, well, actually, I look better than when I started.
Beetlejuice baby.
It helps getting, it's amazing how oxygen will actually give you some skin color. But you can go on YouTube, like it, subscribe. Definitely let us know if you've come by, say hello. Doesn't do any harm just saying hello. We won't even, unless you ask a question, we won't even bother you. But it's nice knowing who's watching, so.
Who's watching now? All right. Now that I'm going back into 80s songs, we love you. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.